The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hey, this is Trevor Miner, listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast. Hope you enjoyed today's show.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 331 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean.
Oh, so close. McLean.
Oh, so
McLean.
Close.
So close.
Gee, almost like I did it on purpose, huh?
So close. Yeah. That's not even my part of the name, but that is yeah. Part of my name, so how are you today?
Okay. Tired.
The running is not going well here
probably
this
sick
week.
Of hearing I'm tired.
Yeah,
tired.
This is the end of the semester for me. And I've had it. I only have 2 more weeks to go. So before we continue with our very special guest, I have an announcement and a shout out. The first shout out is to Andy Sato, who's a Mickey Miler, who posted a picture from the Temple of Heaven, which is in Beijing, China. And he had a picture that said, "Seen on my morning run, just like Epcot, only bigger and no movie inside." And it was snowing. So it's so cool that we have Mickey Milers all around the world and listening all around the world. So shout out to you, Andy. And then the announcement that I had was just kind of an interesting tidbit. Our buddy Kimberly Markey just got back from her 79th Run Disney event of the year, which is Avengers. And she got, as we typically do, get a little survey from Run Disney. And she thought this was a very interesting question, so I'm going to read it. It says, "Future Run Disney racing weekends may include a new experience offering priced at just under $200 for a limited number of runners. This new experience would include early pre-opening shopping hours at the expo, access to the Run Disney Race Concierge," which I guess is a private one-stop pickup location for your race packets, gear bags, "a character meet, a custom Run Disney merchandise, a private lounge where runners can enjoy the following services, sports massage, KT tape, New Balance shoe fitting, and refreshments." And so the question was, how likely would it be that you would actually take them up on this offer? And Kimberly said that she would take them up on this offer if she got a shirt, Run Disney meetup shirt, exclusive swag, a merch tent, exclusive KT tape, and a pair of New Balance running shoes. She thinks for $200 she would do all that. So, Mike, what about you?
Belle would have to sit on my lap and peel me a grape.
Oh, my God. I think we just changed our rating from clean to explicit. I'm wondering if our guests would do that. Why don't you introduce this wonderful person?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring back to the show the one, the only, Eve Vanderpool of the Windmere Vanderpool. Eve, welcome back.
Wow, thanks for having me. You make me sound more regal. You've really set the bar.
That's right, so you better deliver, kiddo.
I know, and you would think living in Windermere, I actually might pay that insane price. But no, that's no, there's no. One, usually because the merchandise doesn't do it for me in any way. None of the, and all that stuff at the expo I can get on Amazon through Prime, I can't.
$200 is a lot of,
it's a lot.
A lot of other things. A lot of movies, a lot of dinners, a lot of
Dole Whip.
iTunes money.
$200, I could buy a really great bottle of wine. There's so much I could do with that. But I mean, you know, I think it's like, it's kind of like a feel special, see what happens, you know, let's see what this is all about, maybe do it once kind of thing. I can see people doing that.
But if you and Phil did this, it would be $400. Or you just tell Phil to, you'll meet him later. Yes, and you'll go do it yourself.
That's right. Like, we could go out to dinner for $400 and order, like, whatever we wanted at, like, a fabulous steakhouse or whatever, you know, like. Right. Or I could just go get a really great pair of Fry boots. So, I mean, you know.
That's true.
I just, I can't now.
Dooney and Bourke wallet for $200.
Yeah.
Or is it a change purse? It's about $200, right? A change purse.
I wonder if there are people out there who would do it. We'd love to hear from you.
Well,
as
you know,
why.
Here's the thing. To me, and I think you've kind of sort of circled the wagons and was pointing towards this, does it really make your race weekend that much better?
Mm. I think if it's your one and only, yes, maybe it does. But for us, and probably for a lot of people listening, it's not their one and only.
Yeah,
that's true. Like, I could see if you're maybe, like, going, you're like, oh, let me maximize the amount of time. I guess because you don't have to, like, wait in line and do that.
You don't even really get anything, you know.
Right? Like, you just get to pick up all your stuff at once, like, at the concierge, and that's it.
That's right. All right, well, this isn't even our topic. This is just sort of a side note, but why don't we introduce our topic, Mr. Mike?
About 2 years ago, Michelle and Eve and I walked through the Magic Kingdom, and we tried to figure out if Run Disney could put together a 5K race that would go through the Magic Kingdom.
To kind of emulate what was happening at, I think, for the Tink 5K at Disneyland, because we thought that was really cool that you could start on Main Street.
So we walked through, and we said, okay, we do this, we do that, whatever, and we tried to map out 3.1 miles. I'm sure you remember that, Eve?
I do, clearly, yes.
So, you know, we tried that, and I believe you and Phil afterwards did another run-through and came up with another option for it. But when we all finished, when it was all said and done, there were a couple of issues that we were discussing that probably are obstacles for Disney holding a 5K at the Magic Kingdom. And one of the obstacles was the staging area, the start, the place where cheers could be, the finish, the post-race area, things like that. And that we pretty much put it to rest that, well, it probably won't happen. Now, let's move 2 years to now. And, of course, we still don't know if it would ever happen. However, there is some food for thought. And we've brought Eve back to discuss this and have a round table with Michelle and myself to discuss the possibility that there may be in the future, indeed, a 5K at the Magic Kingdom. Now, why did we come up with this? And it's basically, and I have to give a shout out here to a friend of ours who was on the show a few months back, Tony Pimentel, who we spent some time, because about 3 weeks ago, Tony and I were talking in work. He's a colleague of mine, and we were talking about the changes going on at Walt Disney World. And Eve, one of those changes is something happening to the Ticket and Transportation Center parking lot. Can you tell our listeners what's going on with that?
Yeah, as far as I can see, what's really happening is that Speedway went away. And it looks like they're expanding the old TTC area into that Speedway.
Now, yeah, and we've heard that it's supposed to be an expansion of the parking lot.
Yeah.
But let's look at this in a scientific manner. If they add 10,000 parking spots and each car averages two people, that means that's an extra 20,000 people that they could put in that parking lot. And who would go to the Magic Kingdom? I'm not sure if the Magic Kingdom can handle another 20,000, but
I was just gonna say.
Yeah, but that might be it. But Tony Pimentel came over and we started to talk and we came up with a thought that I said, I immediately thought of you and Michelle and me when we went through the Magic Kingdom, and I thought, I wonder, and here's the premise. Would it be far-fetched for Run Disney to be doing this in anticipation of possibly putting up a staging area for a 5 or a 10K in the Magic Kingdom? So, guys, what do you think? Eve?
I don't think it would be far-fetched because Disney kind of repurposes their staging areas for holidays, for special events. So I think that that's entirely possible because all of their special events and their running programs just keep expanding, you know, in terms of like the length, like Food and Wine got longer, you know, Mickey's Not So Scary or Mickey's Halloween Party started earlier, you know, each and every year kind of. The running is expanding, the different races. So I think it'd be useful and entirely possible, yes.
So, Mike, you're saying that we would stage in the area where the old racetrack was, and then what would the course be?
First off, I think that the area that they're clearing out now is a place where buses would be dropping off participants. I think they would then walk to probably the they would probably walk to the Villains parking lot area, maybe the very end of the Villains parking lot. And there would be a gathering area. From there, there would be a walk to the corrals. And the reason why I'm kind of stretching this out is that I do know that when you get to the center of the ticket and transportation center, you are 1.25 to 1.5 miles away from the Magic Kingdom. If that's the case, then as soon as if you started the race from that point, you would be, you know, stepping into the Magic Kingdom and immediately turning around and coming back. So I think that if they wanted to do this, they might actually have the corrals set up right near the Contemporary when you run to the Magic Kingdom during the half marathon or the full marathon. You have to go past the Contemporary. My thought is that that could be where the staging area is to start the race, where the corrals could be, because then you're not that far away from the Magic Kingdom and you could probably run through the Magic Kingdom and run back and hit that 5K.
So are you saying that the taking down of the racetrack really doesn't have any impact on your new idea about this?
No, I'm thinking that if there was a group of reasons for them to take down the racetrack, I think that one of the motivations would be to, you know, maybe we could do something with this racetrack and possibly put a 5K, or do you remember the relay a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
Chippendale Relay?
Mm-hmm.
They really didn't have a good place to do that. That would be a pretty good place for a handoff.
So. That would, and it would actually also make sense if they ever wanted to do a 10K, because they then have that space, and you'll also have the North Gate that they're building, and they've made tremendous progress on that goes back from, well, the Fantasyland, really, Floridian Way, and then Reams Road. So it's like you can have a big turnaround there. You know,
Yeah, Eve. I was also thinking maybe it might be more realistic to think of them doing a 10K rather than a 5K.
Ooh, now you're getting really crazy.
So let's say you do a mile and a half in and a mile and a half back. That still gives you 3 miles, depending upon where you run in the park. And you could almost go all around the park. You could use some of the course that we talked about. Running through Tomorrowland, running along the outer rim of each land, maybe not getting to Frontierland, but certainly getting enough park time so that it would give you some miles and then coming out. I think that would be really good. I think that if they were to do that, my sense is that the course would have park time early, so that the runners would be out of that park as soon as possible so that they could get it ready for the day guests. What do you think, Eve?
Yeah, no, definitely. I recall when we first went over this a few years ago, we walked through Magic Kingdom and eked out barely, I think it was 2.3 miles.
Yes.
So given the mile and a half in from the TTC, about, and now when I say eked out 2.3 miles, I mean we really labored to get 2.3 miles. So it may be curtailed to something like 1.5, 1.8, thereabout. And then going out to the exterior perimeter roads, Floridian Way, maybe going, whipping around that north gate and then back into the park at some point. And they've also had this little extension that they used it informally during crowded times, busy times, 4th of July, Christmas. It was that little elbow that went from Tomorrowland, circumvented Main Street, and led out to the park entrance over by the, where Mickey Mouse and the fairies are, like Tinkerbell. So there's that kind of little handle that can handle the flow of traffic or spectators or whatnot too. So they've really opened up some avenues for turning around and just getting more mileage. I really think a 10K would be worth their while too.
I think that people would not hesitate to pay, to overpay, I should say, for a 10K that runs through the Magic Kingdom, because, you know, one of the things we talked about was, you know, you run up Main Street, then you take that first spoke to Tomorrowland, and then as soon as you hit Tomorrowland, you go immediately to the right and you run along Buzz, and you run along the Carousel of Progress. You get up to the Space Mountain, and then you run that path to Mickey's Starland. You run around the new Fantasyland. I'm sure that, you know, you could eke out, like you said, Eve, you probably could get close to one, maybe 1.8, 1.9 miles. Yeah. So if it's 1.5 to get there, excuse me, one and a half to get there, 1.5 to come back, that's 3 miles. And then if you can get another, so all you need is another 3.2, maybe it can be done for a 10K. So.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was saying, and then, I mean, of course you can utilize Floridian Way the back.
Yes,
you know, like you do for the any course that goes through Magic Kingdom, you end up using Floridian Way to some extent. So if you just used Floridian Way sooner and then came back in the park, that's always a possibility.
Yeah.
So wouldn't this be cool for people who don't quite feel ready to do a half marathon, a way for them to experience running up Main Street?
That's a good point, Michelle, yeah. Because unless you're doing a full or a half, you're not going to get that.
That's a great point.
That thrill,
yeah. I mean, wouldn't it be nice to do this with Maggie if it was a 5K?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's even making me teary-eyed, and she's not my kid.
She would love running through there.
Are you kidding?
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's the best part.
Yeah.
People would be like, I don't need to do the half. I really just want to do this, you know?
Right. Of course. So yeah. I want to know your opinion, both of you, about which race series this might fit into. Would it be the January? Would it be the Princess? Would it be, well, it wouldn't be Star Wars.
It's Princess.
Yeah.
It's Princess.
What do you think?
I think Princess.
I could see it doing, yeah, absolutely, sure, yeah. I mean, it's Magic Kingdom for sure, yeah.
But it already happens at Tinkerbell and Disneyland.
So here's another thought.
Is that fair to the guys who want to run, who don't want to do the Princess or the Tinkerbell?
Hey, the guys, you know, make our own decision. Here's another thought. Would they be doing something like this so that they could hold 2 5Ks on the same day? One at Epcot, one at Magic Kingdom. You decide the one in the Magic Kingdom, it's going to cost you $100. You do the one at Epcot, it's going to be $75 or whatever. Obviously, the one at Magic Kingdom could be one for children. But I really think, if you're going to do that, then I really think you need to have some type of way of giving it a discount to children. And I don't know how you do that. You have to prove all kinds of things, I guess, that they're under 10. But I really think that this would cater to the young and the young at heart.
Aww.
So, but I think that, just when we were down there for the Wine and Dine race weekend, even we drove to I went to the Magic Kingdom twice, and when we drove by, we saw the how clear it was and how big it was and how spacious it was, and I immediately thought that's a beautiful gathering area, or because they do need several areas to take care of the runners, the dropping off right. area, the gathering area, moving them over to the corrals, bag check, the whole thing. So they are really clearing it out over there, and I really can't see them using that for just adding cars, because like we said earlier in the show, oh my God, if they added 10,000 cars, you know it's going to be more than two per car.
Yeah.
That would really just explode that park. And why would they do that when, why would they do that on the heels of price raising, raising prices on annual passes for the purpose of, and they admit it, to thin out the crowd, thin out the herd. So why do that and then add parking spots so you can add more people into the Magic Kingdom? So just thinking that. We thinking.
Yeah, I'm thinking that, and I'm thinking also if they decided to add spaces, it could be also to develop or redevelop and repurpose other parts of the parking lot. You know, even if it weren't for the staging area, if it were, say, to give more of a buffer to the Polynesian.
And yes, yes.
Because for this race, I mean, you pointed out earlier that if they had a staging area for the races, which we know pre-race especially can be kind of loud and noisy with the DJ, so they, of course, would put people in Villains because Villains is further away from the Poly, and then Heroes, you know, could be repurposed in that way. They could be making an employee deck. I really do hope they do something with the parking deck the way they did it in Disney Springs.
Oh, yes.
Even if it's a lower one, just to handle cars, it could act as a buffer too. You know, if they did decide to use part of the Speedway as a staging area, it could act as a buffer between the Polynesian, you know, and that staging area. So I really do hope they do something with the parking deck. It's like in this day and age, especially with the heat and the cars, I mean, mm-hmm. it just makes sense. So mm-hmm. I'm looking towards that. I hope they do decide to do that.
I love all the technology in there, too, where you can easily get a parking space, see how many are open in the row. And
Yeah.
So my next question is, how much would you pay for a 5K?
For a 5K?
Yeah.
The Magic Kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
My limit would be $100.
You'd pay $100 for a 5K?
At the Magic Kingdom.
Yep. Wow. Eve?
Yeah. I would. It would probably be a one and done for me.
Yeah, me too.
I would pay $100, do it once, but I also, running through the park kind of, I mean, I love it. I love, like, coming up on Cinderella's Castle, but it gets so congested.
I don't know that I would pay $100, I would walk it. I mean, I would savor the experience.
Can I add a caveat? It would have to be a medal, not a medallion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With the castle?
The castle. Oh. Yeah. Castle. So you've got the castle.
Or partners medal.
No, you already got coast to coast, so.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think the castle.
Oh, I like your idea. So.
I think the castle would be good. A couple of years ago, I ran the Princess, and they gave, maybe more recently they have, the medal that they gave us had looked like little diamonds in it or whatever, little mm-hmm. jewels. Mm-hmm. And why not do that with putting a little jewel, sprinkle
fireworks
the jewels.
Fireworks or something?
Something that would come out of the castle, but I think that would be kind of cool. And mm-hmm. I think for $100, I think a lot of people would do it.
$100.
Now, for a 10K, I think I'd go as high as 150.
Really?
Yeah. But it would have to be, I would have to really
for
be
a 10K.
Able, but wait a minute now. I'd have to really see the course and see where it runs. Because if they did a really good job, you could snake through that whole park on stage, not
we
off stage.
We tried to snake through the whole park.
I know. But
I don't know that I would pay. I'd go 75. That's all it would do. $100 for 5K. I don't know. It gets back. I mean, how can we say that? And then, you know, earlier in the show, we were talking about the $200 experience.
That's 200. That's not 100, you know. And you're getting a medal, and it's a race, you know.
Yeah.
That $200 that you mentioned earlier.
But it's not even timed, you know.
Oh, Yeah, that's true.
Oh, the 5K. Yeah, hold on. I got to think about that.
Yeah, I mean, just think of you and Maggie and Phil. $300 for a 5K?
Wow. You know.
You're just thinking about you, Mike. If it was a family, that would be $400, yeah. $300, $400, $500.
Well, you know what? I'll have fun running it. They can stay home. No kidding.
Like Eve said,
this is not the first time that's happened.
But Eve, like what Eve said, I think that a race like that might be, for a lot of people, it might be one and done.
Yeah. Think of our friend Amanda Gonzalez. She's got four kids.
True.
You know?
That's true.
$600? Ah, man, I don't know. I don't know. No, I like the idea, but I don't know that I would pay that much.
You know what? If my daughter wanted to do it, I'd be like, you know what? Do it with, you know, my husband and just you guys go have fun maybe. I don't know. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's uh-huh. like it is a lot. It's, I don't know. It's like we've run so many Run Disney races this year, so it is kind of hypocritical to say, oh, you know, like I wouldn't pay for that. And then we go and run like all these races on both coasts, but... You know, after a while, you just feel like a sucker, I guess.
Well, so, I mean, it's tricky because we have a lot of friends, and it's fun, and it's yeah. great memories, but yeah, it's like, you it, know, it's, open it, up my wallet and let the Disney vacuum cleaner yeah. just suck up all the money.
So before we close the show, I want to ask both of you for a number, and the number is the what percent between 1 and 100 do you think you would label a possibility of such a race taking place at the Magic Kingdom? Eve, you're our guest. We want you to go first and tell us what you think. You know, from 1 to 100, what's the chances? And give us a little understanding as to why you picked the number that you picked.
Oh, okay. my deductions. I think it's about 80% chance. I think there's a really great, great chance that they're gonna try to capitalize on this and the new road that they've got going in and the knocking down of the speedway. The only thing, and we've talked about this previously, that I could see hindering this is the fact that those hotels, especially the Poly, is so close. But, you know, it doesn't seem to be like a really big deal for the halves when the halves go through like Epcot and yeah. Boardwalk area. But that's the only thing I can see really hindering it. And that and the fact that they might say, oh, okay, well, people are just going to run this 10K. And not sign up for the half where they get to run through the park next time. So would it cannibalize their other races? I mean, to a degree, maybe. Or is that what they're trying to do, spread it out so they don't have the...
I don't know. That's a good question. The question would be, what would motivate them to do this? And maybe they have been getting inquiries as to why don't you have 5Ks at the Magic Kingdom? We want to run through the Magic Kingdom. Some of right. us... And Michelle made a great point. Those people who aren't at that half marathon level yet, they
right.
they don't get to see and experience running up Main Street. Michelle?
I guess I would say it is about 60%. And here's the reason why. I think that Run Disney would be very keen to do it. I think there's probably been a lot of people asking for it. And you know, it's very much enjoyed in Disneyland. I think that if I were the developers of the Magic Kingdom area, I'd want to make sure that, you know, that construction isn't done yet. And I'd want to make sure that I was very clear on how I was going to use it and how I was going to develop it. So I would say, you know, for the next year, maybe 60%, maybe the year after that, I'd go up to what you said, 80%.
Okay.
Because the Magic Kingdom really is, in my mind, the crown jewel of the whole Walt Disney World. You know, people, that to me, anyway, that's the place where I don't feel like I've been to Disney until I've been to the Magic Kingdom. So I think that there's a huge need for it, and I think that it doesn't matter if you do a 5K, 10K. I would run up that street 100 times in a row, and I never get tired of it.
yes, I don't do you agree?
Yeah, do a repeat. Wouldn't you agree? So, but I do think that they're not, that area has not been developed yet, and I don't
think that they're going to allow Run Disney to jump in and do that before they're really clear on what's going to happen there.
I do. I do think it. I think it'll take more logistical work than other parks, maybe. So I think, yeah, they probably want to do that, develop that thoughtfully. But yes, I agree. I mean, it's such an experience. Like, you can never, as much as I don't love the winding, you know, I love every time I turn that corner and run up Main Street and see the castle. It is just, it's heart pounding. Like, it never gets old. It really does not get old. So for someone to be able to experience that, especially with their children, I think it could encourage them for future Run Disney events as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to say that my percentage is 100%. In the next 5 years, I think something will be done in the area that they are clearing out, and that will result in some type of a Run Disney event that takes place there. It could be a 5K, it could be a 10K, it could be a relay area, but I really think that beyond the obvious, which would be, okay, we're going to make more parking spaces, I think that somehow Run Disney is always going to be in the fray when there's any type of construction going on in Orlando, because there will always be something that they may want to try when it comes to races. When the interest level drops to the point where races are not selling out within 20, 30 minutes, they need to be innovative. And they know that everyone loves inaugural races. Look how fast, you know, the Dark Side sold out. So I think that there's some thinking going on. I think that they're going to possibly do something in the next 5 years. So I'm saying it's going to be 100%.
Well, here's some more food for thought. Once Animal Kingdom is done being developed in new areas, you think they'll have something like Everest return there, but have it be maybe like a 10K?
You know, Eve, I mean, it's already, you know how Everest already is a 10K sort of,
yeah,
you know, so.
Right.
And I think that it's, I think a 10K would just add a little bit more time, and I don't think they want to spend that much time doing race stuff. I think they want people to do the party and everything, and they kind of have fun. It's supposed to be like a fun kind of a thing, and
yeah.
And so I think for that reason, I would probably think not, but you never know, you know? You never know.
It's got me thinking about all these different races they can do. Mm-hmm. Spend money. Disney, take it.
Well, at least you don't have to buy an airplane ticket. Right?
Exactly. No, yeah, I barely have to spend any gas to get here. It's great, though.
All right. So, Eve, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Eve.
Thanks for having me. It was always fun.
And we'll see you in about 8 weeks.
Wow. 7 weeks. That close?
I don't
wow.
think it's that far away.
This is the 20th of November. Tomorrow is the 20th of... We are recording this on the 19th of November.
So that's not 8 weeks, right? That would be about 6 weeks.
6 weeks. So we'll see you in 6 weeks.
5 weeks.
Yes.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, oh, I got to start working on back-to-back. So, So for Eve Vanderpool and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, MacLean, and my name is Mike Scopa. We'll see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. If you would like to support the Mickey Miles Podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And don't forget, if you have any questions, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.